One of my friends is extremely competitive. A lot of my friends are competitive, but this guy, like, takes it to the next level. I'm fairly competitive as well. And one day he challenged me to a triathlon. And I didn't even know what a triathlon was. A triathlon consists of three sports. There's a swim, a bike, and a run. And they're all in a row. And the time includes, you know, how long it takes you to transition from one sport to another. It's start to the finish. Triathlons take place all over the world. There's some variation. Some triathlons may swap the order a little bit, but it's typically a swim, a bike, and a run. So when my friend challenged me to this triathlon, I accepted the challenge, but I barely knew how to swim. I mean, I really didn't know how to swim at all. I couldn't even swim the length of a pool without stopping. But I decided, you know what, I'll go ahead and try something new. And anytime this guy threw out a challenge, I typically accepted it anyway. I used to do what people call Tarzan swimming. So even though I could almost swim the length of a pool, I swam basically my head out of the water, splashing a lot and not making a lot of progress. I also didn't even own a bike. So I committed to this race without knowing how to swim, without having a bike. And I barely knew how to run. I pretty much back then only lifted weights. So I was just somebody that lifted weights. I really wasn't an endurance athlete or a runner at all. But like I said, I accepted the challenge anyway. And as I'm competitive, I really wanted to beat my friend because he liked to talk a lot of smack. And even though the race was like less than a month away, I decided to put all my effort into it, but I was sort of nervous because I'd never, like I said, even heard of a triathlon. I was also out of shape, and I had no idea what to even wear. I'd never even ridden a bike. I didn't own a bike, so I didn't know about bike shorts. I didn't know about what to run in. So I had really no idea what to do. I did some Google searching, and one of the things that kept coming up was this book called Total Immersion by Terry Laughlin. So I read Total Immersion pretty much cover to cover, and I went to the pool every day and practiced the drills in that book. I borrowed a bike, a really old Panasonic bike. Panasonic used to make bicycles. I borrowed it from a friend of mine as well and tried to figure out how to cycle properly because I'd never really done cycling other than, you know, as a kid riding a bike around. And then I figured out, I did some research. I wouldn't say I figured it out. Like what sort of stuff I should eat and drink during a triathlon. Because I had no idea like how to eat and drink on a bike, if I should be eating during the run, if I should eat and drink something after the swim. I had no idea about this. When the race day finally arrived, guess what? I ended up beating my friend. It wasn't a pretty race. My feet were completely bloody because one of the things I read, which now I know is like a pro tip, is to run without socks on because you save the time for the bike to the run by not stopping and trying to put socks on over your wet feet. So I decided to go ahead and run without the socks on, and that caused my feet to be bloody. But I really didn't care because I accomplished my goal, which was to beat my friend, and along this journey, I learned a lot of new skills. And it was really a sort of a personal transformation for me. And as I learned these skills, and I worked on them continuously to improve them, I practiced Kaizen as we talked about. You know, once I first got in the pool, I couldn't swim a length. Then I got to where I could swim one length, then two, then three, then laps finally. So I grew as an athlete, but also as a person. And what's interesting is triathlon gave me a purpose. Before, I just used to lift weights to get bigger muscles and look good. But there wasn't like an event on the calendar. Once I started doing triathlon, I had these events, these triathlons, I started adding to the calendar, and it gave me a reason to work out and a purpose to work out because I had an event coming up that I had to be prepared for. It also gave me cool places to travel. When I eventually got up to Ironman distance triathlon, they are typically located at cool locations. So now I got to train with my friends, my new friends, my athlete friends, travel with my friends and family to a cool location and do a fun race. So it really changed my life. And it was several years after I did that first triathlon with my friend. The first triathlon was an Olympic distance triathlon where you swim in a pool. I think it was 500 meters. You bike 20 miles and run like 10K basically. So several years after that, I finally got up to the Ironman distance. And the first one I ever did was in Louisville, Kentucky in 2007. And what's interesting about Ironman is a lot of people think it's purely physical. You certainly have to be in physical shape, but a lot of it is mental as well. Some people argue it's like one-third mental, one-third physical, and one-third nutrition. So as I did these Ironmans, it wasn't just like me physically getting better. It was my mindset was strengthening as well. And what I often think back to is if that super competitive, you know, smack-talking friend of mine, if he did not challenge me to a triathlon, you know, where would my life be today? And let's say he did challenge me, but I said no, where would my life be today? Because I would have taken a very different path than I'm on now. And one of the things I like about the Ironman is their tagline or motto that says anything is possible. And I'm a believer in that. And the thing is, we go through our lives, but we never really know when a single challenge or interaction would change the course of our lives. For me, as I mentioned, my life was changed by that single challenge my smack-talking friend threw out there. And now I compete in Ironmans regularly. To date, I've done 24 Ironman triathlons, including competing in Kona, or the World Championship Ironman in Hawaii. So it's been quite the journey, and it's been an awesome journey. And to think back not too long ago, I didn't even know how to swim. And I didn't even know how to ride a bike, really. I borrowed my friend's Panasonic. And what ends up tripping most people up through their journey of growth is their purpose and knowing their why. If you know your why you're drawn to do something or what your purpose is, it's going to be easier to continue on when things get tough. This applies to pretty much everything in life, including the secure methodology. What's next? In the next lesson, we'll talk about AI, or artificial intelligence, and how it's going to replace almost every job, skill, and task in the future, except one particular type of job. It's a super interesting lesson, and I can't wait to share it with you.